Welcome to the View Tourism Podcast. I'm Godrey Benton Williams. The View Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Google Podcasts. The Africa Tourism Summit Cafe is a dedicated conversation from the recently held summit at the Sandton Convention Center, Johannesburg, where panelists and participants have been sharing their experiences of the event. My guest today is the CEO of the South African Association for the Conference Industry, Glinton de Kock. Glinton pointed the proof of concept as one of the key elements to restart the meetings industry. Good afternoon, and we're coming to you from the Sandton Convention Center here in Johannesburg, where we've been attending the Africa's Travel and Tourism Summit. And I have been joined by the head of SACI, Glinton de Kock, right?
That's correct,
yeah. Please, can you introduce yourself?
Kojo, thanks. It's Glinton de Kock, CEO for the Southern African Association for the Conference Industry. Everybody knows us as SACI.
Yes.
So real pleasure seeing you in person. You
exactly.
And I have been, you and I have been working behind the scenes on webinars and all talks. And I think the one thing I've said, not only to yourself, but I think to everybody that I've seen, Doris has just come out of a session.
Yes.
Now. It's absolutely beautiful to see all of you in person.
Okay,
100%. Cool. All good to do that.
Excited. Again, in the same line of being an association, a meeting site, and having a meeting of this magnitude, what do you think this meeting means? What can we say about this meeting? What is the significance of it, not just to South Africa, but Africa?
I think besides sort of saying, and I know we all speak about this, but besides saying that Africa is open, the important thing is that there's confidence here. You know, there's a confidence building space that can only be experienced in person. And by doing that, we're going to reflect on this as a legacy event within 18 months' time, 24 months' time, because without actually moving back into in-person, and yes, we are doing it safely, we're doing it responsibly, but we need to know that clients, stakeholders, government, corporate industry requires these events to happen. And I think as an industry, we're putting down a marker for Africa to show that we are open for business.
Good. We will come to the integrity of this conference and the sessions.
Okay.
But from your side, from the meeting's point of view, what has been the situation from your members and then from the sector?
Yeah. So ours has been quite a unique one. I mean, and it's been well documented because of the way that the government has gone through alert levels. And we've gone from 5 to 1. When we shift in between that, it's made planning very difficult. And it's also been a sense of more cautiousness. So, you know, 2 weeks ago, this event, based on the restrictions that were in place, would only have allowed 50 people indoors. But when the announcement was made 2 weeks ago, you had 250 people indoors. So that in itself is a clear indicator that planning has been a bit of a challenge because you're not sure where you're at. And second, there's also been cautiousness because if I'm booking for the venue or for the event itself, at this stage, I'm at 250, I might have to reduce those numbers. And one understands that it's about saving lives, as we've all been speaking about, but livelihoods and planning has also been affected. But I think what the industry has done, besides the event that we are at today, industry has proven that through proof of concepts, we are able to meet safely and responsibly. So on that basis, that's been one of our key sort of driving points as an association, is to help our members and also to engage with our members to understand where we're all at a particular time going forward as well.
Okay. I know it's quite difficult to project into what is going to happen.
Yeah.
But from what sense are you picking? I mean, from all these baby steps of things that you're doing, you cannot be definite on the projection.
Correct.
What sense are you, picking?
So there's two schools of thoughts. There's optimism. There's definitely optimism. We've got a roadmap that's been proposed to the African government. We've got huge support around the roadmap. Our roadmap speaks about a phased approach. You know, about 50% capacity in terms of floor usage, and going to a max in terms of 1,000 packs indoors. The other school of thought is, and this is also in terms of conversation with government, to say, listen guys, we can get you to level one because we've seen that there's a steady uptake of vaccination and we know that you've been bleeding and struggling. Can we just open you up? Now, for us as an association and my industry partners, when we're speaking to government, a phased approach will allow us to shake off all the cobwebs, because we've gone from 100% operation to zero. Now we're at a zero to 100. And I'm always sort of saying, let's be cautious as we move, because of what I just shared earlier in terms of the restriction and infection rates within South Africa. And I still believe that we need to push for more vaccination. So I think if there's a greater uptake of vaccination, we'll find ourselves accelerating quite quickly. So we've put a marker down to say, listen, between the month of September, 6 to 8 months from now, let us figure out how best we can do this, but also ensure that we don't find ourselves opening and closing at the same time. So members I've been speaking to, and I've been just visited Cape Town in the last couple of days, better optimism this time around than what we had last year. And also we've seen, as I said earlier, a good uptake in terms of vaccination, but not where I think we should be as a country. But at the same juncture, it will help the industry open at some stage where we were in early 2020 and or 2019.
In terms of building resilience, you know, for the sector and for your group, what are some of the things that you've incorporated into your system now, and how you're going to do things going forward?
So one of the key things for us throughout the 18 months was about value add for membership. I mean, we're a member-based organization. We understood the importance of that. On the key point around resilient was to show that we can operate in this pandemic. You know, so we've done proof of concepts, annual general meeting. At the same juncture, it's about building financial stability as well. So stability with sustainability at the same time. And then also proactively looking at what members require, what industry requires. You know, because for us as an association, the model we had was not the model for a pandemic. And the model that we have in a pandemic is not the model we're going to have for the future. So we're quite excited with us being consistently evolving our association and being relevant in the moment at the right time as well. And through that, a number of programs having come out of our strat session over the weekend, we will be announcing what that new resilience looked like. You know, because for us it was about being resilient through the pandemic. We are now talking about how do we be resilient into the future, living with the pandemic as well.
I mean, finally, less to say that obviously, you know, the announcement of SCA coming back has a direct, you know, impact of you know, to the sector.
Yeah.
But for you in the SADC region and all the things that you are saying now, how are you positioning yourself again? Because now it was difficult to connect to
correct,
you know, to the Southern African region. What are your expectations and how are you working either behind this, you know, with them to see how to take it forward?
I think I understand that the pandemic has been really tough on all of us, emotionally, physically, we've lost family members. But if there's good that's come out of the pandemic is that within our continent, many of us, like you and I, have connected so regularly that has allowed us to start understanding what is this thing called a collaboration and where we can actually pinpoint that. So I think the appetite is there to do this now. And we all know that we have to hold hands to get the clients back, to get the market back. But if we don't do it for ourselves first and show we can do that, it becomes difficult as we go back into that new normal. Or in some instances, which I hope it doesn't happen, we go back to our default before the pandemic or such. So for me, it's about what I think we've all shared over the last couple of days. We need to stop speaking about ease of access and actually make it easier to move around. And second, we need to stop talking about collaborating without actually physically doing that. And we need to co-compete as destinations. And particularly within Southern Africa, from an association side, it's ensuring that we speak with one voice on areas that affect us doing business, which is, as it is, of access, bidding, how we bid for events, and also where we place these events within our continent as well.
Thank you so much for your time.
No, thank you, and as I said, a real pleasure meeting you personally as well.
Yes. 100%. All right.